acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, ex-tropical cyclone Kirrily caused major flooding in outback Queensland, with heavy rain over the past several days. Over 140 millimeter fell on the Nicholson River, as residents were expected to be isolated for at least a month. The BOM predicts the system will journey towards New South Wales from southeast Queensland. A 64-year-old cyclist died after being hit by a jeep on the Gold Coast. Police reported the crash occurred on January 31st at the intersection of Nerang Broadbeach Road and Nielsen's Road, Carrara, and is under investigation. The cyclist was brought to hospital in a critical condition but died yesterday. In national news, the federal government allocates $20 million for clinics to find treatments for childhood brain cancers, including diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, DIPG. These funds are made available through the Medical Research Future Fund. DIPG is a rare and deadly childhood cancer, and only 1 in 10 children survive 2 years after diagnosis. Hundreds of people, including doctors and teachers, gathered in Newcastle in support of the Hunter Offshore Wind Zone, the development of renewable energy. Other pro-renewable rallies were held in Gladstone, Queensland, and Gippsland, Victoria. This was in contrast from the months of protests last year when offshore wind was first announced. In international news, a fire broke out in the center of Chile 2 days ago, with over 60 people dead and at least 1,600 homeless as of today. This incident happened in the middle of a heat wave and coincided with their summer holidays. Affected areas including Viña del Mar and Valparaíso. An investigation of arson is taking place, while the government attempts to prevent further issues. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all our news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.